Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Oh, no. No intro. That's okay. Welcome to Overnight America. Yeah. Well, I shouldn't be too excited since the Cardinals lost, but this is what happens every once in a while. You get so spoiled with them winning so many. They'll be back at it again tomorrow night, and I'm looking forward to the Cardinals to have another one of those bad boys, hopefully back on a win streak, or start one at least. On a little bit earlier than I thought we would, which is a good sign for us. We actually got a lot to get to on the show tonight. Next hour, we're going to welcome in William Groner. He has a new book about Ground Zero first responders. In fact, I mean, we could even talk about it this hour, too, with September 11th happening in St. Louis, what, 50 minutes from now, it'll be officially September 11th. And I know everyone has their different story of where they were. William Groner has a different type of story. It starts the day after September 11th. What happened to the first responders the day after? We're going to talk to him about that, too. I feel like it would be appropriate to play Jack Buck's poem and speech that he gave at Busch Stadium on September 17th, the poem following September 11th. And I also heard something earlier today that was kind of fascinating. Rush Limbaugh mentioned KMOX during his radio program. Were you listening to Rush today? Well, if you were not, I pulled that and we're going to listen to it together coming up too. A few things I want to get to this hour. One thing I want to mention is that I saw one of the most bizarre things I've ever witnessed in downtown St. Louis at night. So the show ends at 2 a.m. And after the show concludes, I go home. I don't stick around and do things at the station. I front load my schedule, meaning I get a lot of my work done ahead of time. So it's pretty rare for me to stick around afterwards. It happens, but it's rare. And last night I was driving through downtown St. Louis where we're located. We're on the corner of Tucker and Olive. And I leave and turn the corner, and I see someone crossing the street. It's been a long time since I've seen, just in general, people walking around. Sometimes you see different restaurants or bars that are open, so people will park, and they'll either be leaving the bar or they'll be going to it, which is kind of strange. Every night, you wonder if these people have jobs, because they're always going in there. It's always late at night, and you're thinking, it's a work night. It's a work night. What are you doing out this late? But I witnessed something that was so bizarre, so bizarre. So a man was crossing the street using the crosswalk, and that's, you know, nothing. But, you know, it's downtown St. Louis, so you pay attention. You just make sure everything is looking okay. You have a little higher awareness of your surroundings late night. And as he crossed, presentable, didn't look like he was homeless or anything. I mean, he looked like he was coming from somewhere. And he had this mailman's pouch type of bag, you know, the one where you swing around your shoulder and then, yeah, satchel. Yeah, you have it on your shoulder, and then on the other side of your hip, opposite of your shoulder, is where the bag will be. And he had it there. And while he was walking, he had something else in his other hand. It was a spine. Now, you remember back in high school when they had the fake skeletons in the skeleton with, you know, you get the bony arms and legs and pelvis and rib cage and skull and all of that stuff. It looked like he came from a high school classroom and he ripped the spine out the back. Now, there wasn't any other bones on it. It wasn't like there was a skull attached or anything else. There were no rib cages. It was just like a flexible spine. And he was holding this thing just like it was willy-nilly. No problem. No, nothing weird about that. I was like, well, you got to be kidding. What? I was so confused. I immediately thought, wait, who does that? Why? Wait, what? Huh? So many other questions. I wish I would have rolled my window down and asked him. No, I don't. Of course I wouldn't do that. But I wanted to know. I wanted to know the background to that. one of the weird things you see. I guess in downtown St. Louis, it could have been a lot worse. A few other things I want to get to. Crime Summit at St. Louis City Hall. Mayor and the county executive are discussing policy with Governor Parson. What are they going to conclude? Well, in about 10 days, they say, we should see a better detailed plan, as they're now just going through some of the ideas to figure out what's feasible, what's possible, what can they agree on, and what are we going to do to move forward on that? You know who is absent? Kim Gardner. For the best. It's for the best. I want to talk about that, too. And Metrolink getting safer. The city council, they're talking about that, too. Executive Sam Page, by the way, had a couple of good things to say about Metrolink and how the county and the city, for some reason, can't get on the same page there. So we'll talk a little bit about that, too. And we'll keep the phone lines open at 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. There's an awesome story. I feel like producer Mike Anderson needs to share. He told me this one story at the ballpark last Thursday. Maybe we'll do it after the break here. Let's do that. This is one of those misconnection stories. You ever have a misconnection? This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Overnight America continues. And I wanted to get this quick call. We got a couple calls lined up. So if you're there, don't go anywhere. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Real quick, let me see if I can bring Nancy up. Hello, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi.
When you talked about that man carrying that spine, I had just been to Target the night, maybe two nights ago. Go to get dog food, and you know everybody's got their Halloween stuff out, and you know they have like the scary section, and this there was a spine like maybe 4 feet long.
Yeah, that was at Target. Oh, it's something you would buy in off the shelf. Okay, thank goodness. It didn't make sense
because you know I mean it was just gray. I mean you probably weren't. You know, but I mean that's the first time. I'm old. I've never seen a spine as a gag or decoration for Halloween.
He held it on to it like it was something that was, you know, like a handbag or something. It was just there in his hand. Like, what do you do with a spine?
It looked pretty, you know, like it's not something you could fold up and put in a Target bag.
Yeah.
You know, because it was pretty long.
What were you doing at 2 a.m. walking around with that thing, though? That's the question I have for him.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he was going from... somebody had picked it up for him. Maybe he works nights. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why I'd be downtown at 2 o'clock in the morning looking for trouble unless I had a gun in that leather bag.
Nancy, thank you for calling in and explaining that.
And I agree with you about Kim Gardner. Get rid of her.
Out. We need to change. All right. Hey, thank you. Good to hear from you.
Okay. I hope it was plastic. I'm going to assume that was a plastic spine.
It had to have been. All right,
okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. I don't know if you get to carry a real spine like that. I don't think it works. The cartilage and whatnot. But I am going to talk more about the circuit attorney being excluded from this meeting. Now, Mayor Lyda Crewson said she was at least briefed beforehand. So we're going to save that in a moment. So, Jay, hold on. I wanted to get this story from producer Mike real quick, and I think this is one of those misconnections that happen every once in a while, and since we're coming off of the Cardinals game, I feel there's a chance that this person may be listening to KMOX right now. So, producer Mike, I got to see you in action. You set up the KMOX day at the ballpark last Thursday, and you did an excellent job. You were eye on the prize. You had yourself focused in, zoomed in on this broadcast over... Was it 150 affiliates that carry the Cardinals game, something like that?
140-something, yeah.
140-something. And there you are. Tom Ackerman's there on the fourth level as we are saying hi to KMOX listeners, picking up their themed bobblehead. And you're there, and you were like wearing the sunglasses like Ray Charles, and you were just zoomed right into that. And you were listening and doing your job the best it could be done. And you're telling me before you actually went on the air, someone came up to you and told you a story. And this is a misconnection story. So if you are listening right now and this is you that came up to Mike during the game last Thursday, Mike, tell the story if you could.
Yeah, well, first of all, if this is you, call us. So, Ryan, thanks for letting me tell this because it is kind of important. So what happened was right as the show was starting out of the news, we were going on air for the first time, and, you know, I'm obviously dialed into the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
A person at the ballpark, just a fan, was talking to one of our street team members, and the street team member led her to me, mm-hmm. knowing that I would know this person that she wanted to get a note for. Now, I'm not going to say that person's name.
Okay.
But it was apparently a very sentimental note.
It was a person that people would know.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, even if they don't. Either way. But anyways, she had a note. She was apparently a nurse mm-hmm. for this person's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Had received a note from the mother, and it took her a while to figure out who the note was for. And she finally did, and she knew that someone at KMOX may be able to get this note to this person.
Right.
So I said, I'd be happy to take your number. I would love to make this happen because I fully believed her. And
right. So she said, as this one person, she was a nurse and she was helping someone through the end stages of her life. She had this note that she wanted to deliver after she passed.
Correct.
You know the person. So it just so happens to. And she came up to you and said, I'd like to deliver this note. Okay, so what happened after that?
Well, so like I said, it was right at the start of the broadcast, but I still tried to take her number down, mm-hmm. and then I contacted the person she was looking for, and they said, yes, I would love to be in contact with this person and mm-hmm. see what this note has to say, because mm-hmm. who knows? So I went back to my contacts to pass on the number that I had just saved, and it was gone. So I guess in the rush of the show starting, I had typed the number in my phone. I even remember writing her name. I think her name was Kim,
mm-hmm.
possibly. I may be wrong on that. But I went back to my contacts to send the number to the person she wanted to be in contact to.
Mm-hmm.
And the number didn't save, and I felt awful, awful. Because, I mean, first of all, she probably thought that I just, you know, blew her off and didn't follow through with it.
Right.
And I also contacted the person that she wanted to get in touch with. And told them the scenario,
mm-hmm.
and that probably stirred all emotions about thinking about his mother as well. So,
right.
If you're listening and that was you, please call in so I can put you guys in contact. Because I tried, and unfortunately technology failed, or things were just happening too fast.
Okay.
It didn't happen.
I wanted that story to be shared. So if that's something that you did last Thursday, it was a day game. Cardinals beat the Giants 10-0. It was KMOX Day at the ballpark. You went up to that fourth floor. You talked to the KMOX booth, and you told producer Mike that story, but unfortunately the phone number didn't save, so he's trying to do everything he can to figure out who that person is because we would like to relay that message for you. Okay, here's the number, 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I hope they're listening, and you know, you never know, or maybe someone listening right now would think to themselves, you know, I heard someone mention that once. I think I know who that is. Let them know we're trying to find them, okay? Because the last thing we want to do is to have that person believe they're getting stiffed, because that's not the case. All right, so thank you very much, Producer Mike. Appreciate you sharing that story.
Yeah, thank you.
436-7900. So this hour, I wanted to do a few other things. And two stories that came out. Metrolink getting safer, consultant says. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I'm hearing some contradictory stories about Metrolink getting safer. Isn't one of the stories that either side is saying. Crime Summit at the St. Louis City Hall happened today as Governor Mike Parson, again in town. He is announcing that he is going to be running for governor. Of course, you know, as the appointed governor, at least at this point, through Governor Greitens' resignation. He is going to start a campaign here, and he already made that announcement in St. Louis, but he's also meeting with people, including Mayor Lyda Crewson, St. Louis County Executive Sam Page, and let's see, who else was there? Chief John Hayden was there, St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar, Missouri Highway Patrol Superintendent Eric Olson, and Reginald Harris, a top aide to U.S. Attorney Jeff Jensen. Also on hand were state and city public safety directors Sandy Karsten and Jimmy Edwards. So some names you may recognize. One name not there was Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner was not invited for the best. Now, I don't think we should be running things by Kim Gardner to find out, hey, what policy changes would you actually prosecute? Because, you know, we want to make a difference. We want to stop the crime in St. Louis. But obviously, we don't want to do anything if you're not going to prosecute it. It's a good thing they didn't have her there, because this is going to be one of those situations where they put their foot down and they say, there's no option here. There's no option for you to ignore people coming forward and admitting to shooting and killing children, and then you ignore it. There is no option for this in the city of St. Louis anymore. So I feel like they got to come through with a plan. And you know what? I don't have any confidence Kim Gardner has the right plan or any good recommendations for this. So this is good that she wasn't invited. But I want to talk more about this coming up in a moment. Jay, don't go anywhere. The number is 436-7900 or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
I saw a text message from the Kansas City area that says test. I think it says test. It says it's a mix between text and test. So yeah, I see your messages. If you want to text in at 314-436-7900, or perhaps you would like to call 800-925-1120. Let me get to Jay, who's calling in. Hey, Jay, what's going on?
Yeah, hi. You keep setting me up on this weather thing when you said we're going to have a hot one and then we're going to have another hot one.
We got ourselves the heat advisory. Yeah.
Another one. They keep coming. They keep rolling. There's a trend there. But anyway, that's not really why I called. But you just set me up again.
Okay,
but,
go ahead, anyway. Jay.
Yeah, I heard what you said about the spine. Yeah, I wouldn't like seeing a spine, but I'd a lot less like to see a guy with an AK-47 walking around downtown St. Louis at 2 o'clock. So that's my comment on that.
Yeah, but you can't have an AK-47 in St. Louis. You can't have that.
Well, they have open carry. Look at the guy in Springfield, Missouri.
But not the AK-47. You mean like the AR-15 or something.
All right, let's use an AR-15.
Okay.
Yeah. Equivalent. I mean, it's scary looking, and they almost do the same thing. But and then I was going to move on to Governor Parsons. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought that what I heard on your guys' newscast, he sounded like the least leadership person around. He goes, I'm going to follow the legislature, and I'm not doing anything. I mean, what a wimp. I mean, I know you're on a campaign, and I probably agree with you on Gardner, the prosecutor. But Parsons is not impressing me at all. The way he basically said, "I'll look at what the legislature might do," you know, and this ongoing situation with all these little kids getting killed, and Parsons is a wimp. I think he's a total wimp.
Okay, you say he's a wimp because he doesn't want to enact more gun laws before he sees what the proposal is?
He doesn't want to lead on this issue, in my opinion. Why doesn't he want to lead on this issue? Well, these Republicans are always big on states' rights versus the national government and all that stuff. But when it comes down to local control, they run for the hills. They don't want to give cities and counties power. They really don't.
So how is he not leading? He's been in the city a couple of times and doing these crime summits, speaking to local leaders on what they can do on a state level to help St. Louis. How is he not leading?
Because he's not advocating any kind of legislation. He goes, the legislature will provide me with a bill and this and that. That's what he's not. He's not saying, well, I'm going to go after red handle laws, you know, that are sensible, or increase background checks. You know, even Trump is saying at times, although then the next day he says he's not for it, you know, after the NRA works him over. But at least Trump says he wanted to have an enhanced background check, mm-hmm. you know, like 90% of the country, according to polls, says. Mm-hmm. So that's how he's not leading, in my opinion.
Okay. So what was the other thing you were going to mention?
Okay, real quick. I want to put out a scam that happened to me today.
Oh.
I got a call. They said that they were calling from Ameren Electric, Ameren UE. And, in fact, when I called back and I asked for one of their people, they go, you've got 2 hours to pay your bill and go down to a 7-Eleven or some kind of credit system. They go, and they got 2 hours to go before you're cut off, your power's terminated and such. And for a little bit, you know, I thought, whoa, what the hell? So they even gave me an 800 number to call, and whoever answered it, they said, this is Ameren, you know, but they did have a little bit of an accent. Could have been a tip right there.
All right, so until that point, you called that number, you had a suspicion that it was a fraudulent thing, or did you actually believe it?
Well, for a little bit, I thought, this sounds pretty real, you know, and such. So they had me going. But when they said, you got to go, they rattled off three type of stores, a 7-Eleven, and they used a term that I wasn't that familiar with, but they go, no check. It's too late for a check. It's too late. You gotta go to this store and put your money into this local store. So I called the PD. I called a couple police departments and just to verify that it sounded like a scam to them too. So
yes, of course.
Anyway,
all right. Well, thanks for sharing that, Jay. Appreciate it.
Bye now.
They're not going to call you. The electric company, the gas company, the sewage, anything like that, they're not going to call and say in the next 2 hours you have to rush to 7-Eleven or Walmart or any of these places and get yourself a Apple gift card or Western Union or something like that to get them money immediately. They don't operate that way. So, yes, it may sound scary because you are pushed up against the thought of losing your power or losing your water or whatever they're threatening, but just know, it is a scam if they're saying you got to send us a gift card for payment. Have you ever paid your electric company with a Apple iTunes gift card? Come on now. So it's important to point that out. I found those clips. I think I found those clips of Governor Parson inside of our news folder here talking about the crime summit that happened earlier today. And here's the headline. I found this one in Post-Dispatch. Crime summit at St. Louis City Hall as governor, mayor, and county executive discuss policy. They say in the next 10 days or so, they're going to walk in front of the media and you, the public, and put out a plan and how they're going to execute it. So they have to find a way to commit to it first, which means the governor may be spending a lot of time here in the city of St. Louis, or at least the very least, come back here towards the end. It sounds like they're going to vow to fight violent crime in the city. How that's going to happen, we'll probably know by the end of next week. So yeah, 10 days is about the end of next week. But either way, maybe we'll get a sneak preview of it. And they're talking about other policing and things that the governor could try to do for the city of St. Louis. Let it be getting some more state patrolmen on the highways, finding ways for the shot spotter system, which are these gun detection sensors, security cameras, things like that. Here is what Governor Parson brought up that Jay mentioned. And I wrote down one thing Jay said.
For any time in the gun laws in this state to change, we'll have to go through the legislative branch. And I think that's going to take a session to do that, at least to be able to figure out, are we going to make changes? That legislative body represents all close to 6 million people in the state. They all should have a say when we're going to change the gun laws.
Okay. They all should have a say. Now, part of this, it's funny when he said AK-47 walking down the street with an AK-47. So I said, what, you mean the AR-15? That's the boogeyman gun that they've been using a lot and have been at least for the last couple of years. But the thing he said was, you know, it's scary looking. I think that's important. I think that's the point that you need to highlight. Scary looking. Okay. Scary looking. If you want to put policy together that will be effective in the city of St. Louis, effective in the state of Michigan, the state of Missouri. If you want to put policy together that will actually help lower the crime and put people in a position where they're not afraid their 7-year-old's going to get shot at a football game or at a platform for Metrolink or, you know, in their home playing in the front yard. If you want to put policy together, you got to go beyond what looks scary, okay? That's what's important to point out. And Governor Mike Parson saying that, hey, here, let me play this next clip.
I've been really careful since I've been governor. I don't know what the legislative outcome of that's going to be before it ever gets to my desk. I am going to protect the rights of the Second Amendment to law-abiding citizens in this state. That's what the Constitution, I believe, says. What they do to the legislative action, till they do it, I'm not going to make a commitment whether I support it, whether I don't support it.
Okay, so we want to see what it is, what's going to be proposed, And it affects a lot of different people, including people that are law-abiding citizens in the city of St. Louis. Now, they have to look at this from a few different points. They have to look at this from the policing standpoint, as in what are the things that the police are going to recommend in a situation like this? What's going to be most effective? Is it necessary to do a state vote, or is it something we can do locally here? There's all kinds of different factors that play into it. So if you want the governor to come out here in the state of Missouri, a Republican governor, to say, I'm going to unilaterally try to change all gun laws in the state, you can see why that's not what his game plan is going to be. You know, the goal of this crime summit is to find ways to reduce crime. Now, you could argue that this is a way to reduce crime, but you're not when you say what we need to do is get rid of all the gun laws and we're just going to forget about what the lawmakers say. We're just going to do it right now. And I'm the governor and that's what we're going to do. So you have to understand they're going to discuss these things. Who knows what's going to be brought up inside the individual legislature. Anything that's brought up by maybe a state rep, a local rep, anything like that, it's going to not be on the first day of the summit when they said they're not releasing any details. You know, who knows? Maybe 10 days from now, something else will happen. But I think most people are wanting a change, as in they want to look at what the state and the city are going to do in the city of St. Louis in order to help relieve some of the crime issues that we have. They all want that. But you got to see what their recommendation is first. We don't want to turn this into Obamacare light or whatever. You know, you need to pass it so we can see what's inside of it. You know, those days are long gone, man. And we don't want that in the state of Missouri either. So how about you know, see what the proposals are first. So that's what I'd say to that. Also on the discussion, Metrolink is getting safer, consultants says. I don't believe it. I want to talk about that. And it, you know, I play this Sunday. I played it yesterday, and I'm going to play it for you again today. There was an awesome dynamite interview with Elliot Davis on Fox 2, the You Paid For It segment that aired on Sunday night with Metrolink. I'm going to play that for you coming up on Overnight America KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Overnight America. That story that producer Mike shared with you about a half hour ago, or seems like now. Well, no one called in, unfortunately. So that mystery person that came up to Mike at the KMOX Day at the ballpark last Thursday, fourth level, where we had all of the bobbleheads that I think they said they had over 1,000 people buy tickets for, which is pretty awesome, or at least 1,000 that were picked up or sold. And the person that came up, told the story to Mike, wanted to have that story passed along to someone else. And we unfortunately lost that number. We were hoping that person would call in tonight. Maybe just by luck, they'd be listening to this program. However, they did not call in. Sorry, that misconnection will be there. One day that mystery will be solved, and I hope that we get to do that. Real quick, before we get to CBS News and next hour, I wanted to do a few things since we're getting past midnight. It'll be September 11th, and many years removed from that day, but it feels like yesterday, and all the different memories will be flooding back. I wanted to play for you the very moving speech by Jack Buck, the poem he read at Busch Stadium. Also next hour, we're going to talk to William Groner. He has a new book about Ground Zero first responders. We look at September 11th, what happened on September 12th to the first responders. And I also wanted to play for you a little segment from Rush Limbaugh earlier today. He talked about KMOX. You want to know what he talked about? You're going to have to wait and listen. It's going to happen right at the start of the next hour. And our friend Drex is on vacation, but we're going to hook up with Canada past 1 o'clock. His fill-in host is Shane Hewitt. He's in Calgary, so we'll get a little extra take on that in Calgary for the next couple of weeks, meaning we'll have him tonight and next Tuesday as well. If you go to KMOX.com, but I think this is also on the Post-Dispatch, Metrolink getting safer, consultant says, but some city council members are not convinced, and I'm not convinced either. You know, one of the staggering stats they brought up, some council members pointed out the apparent unfairness that county police supply 50 officers for Metrolink, while St. Louis police contribute 8. 8. That's a big difference. And it's no wonder why we see all these people that go online or call in or complain some of the issues that they see at Metrolink. They say in the morning, oh yeah, I might see an officer in the morning. At night, ooh, not so much. At the afternoon coming home from work. If they ride the Metrolink, they see pretty much open market for everything. Open market for drugs, for opioids, weed, pizza, headphones, shoes. They said it was everything and anything is being hawked there because there's no police presence. They see none of it. Even Elliot Davis during his Fox 2 You Paid For It segment that aired on Sunday night mentioned he rode Metrolink as part of a Facebook Live video where he sat down and commentated the things that were happening just to illustrate what an average rider or user would see. He rode it for an hour before he saw one security officer. That was his experience. When he confronted Metrolink with this and some of the issues that he personally saw, in fact, he's done this before where he'll go to some of the different platforms to see if there's security, and lo and behold, no security. So he confronts and they say, oh, no, we don't have a security problem. Our statistics show that everything is safe. Everything is wonderful. So it doesn't surprise me when Elliot Davis, at the very end of his You Paid For It segment on Sunday, had this.
And here's a new twist for the Metrolink security people that I had a question about.
We need to be greeting people with a smile. I need to first interact with them friendly, have them feel welcome.
Isn't the first thing, though, to get more security on the line, as opposed to worrying about whether the people are smiling or not?
So, no.
No! So you're saying that the most important thing in order to improve the Metrolink is to make sure employees have a smile on their face. Yeah. Put a smile on your face. It fixes everything. Isn't that great? That's really what we need in the city of St. Louis. I mean, forget about Governor Parson's plan or any other additional resources the state may be able to afford us in order to help fight this crime. Have we tried smiling more? I mean, come on now. That's free. We should be smiling more. St. Louis Post-Dispatch had a couple of different quotes. Two Republican council members, when they were sitting and talking about Metrolink getting safer, Ernie Trakis and Mark Harder, reacted with the update saying that, no, they're not convinced what the consultant says. Metrolink, they don't believe it's getting safer. They said they've been hearing about progress for several years without seeing evidence of it. And, you know, that's an excellent point. Okay, so how do we know there isn't massive fraud that's being conducted on the Metrolink and the people that are running it, considering if they're going out there and they're singing the praise of how safe Metrolink is, and we continue to see crime. We have people that are actually on there noticing there are no police officers, no security. We see people using this as a black market. We get people even calling into this radio program saying that all of that is true. So how many years need to go by? How much money do we need to pump into Metrolink before we finally admit that it's not working? Now, it's a farce to say that, oh yeah, everything's great. You know, Ernie Trakis, Mark Harder, they're absolutely right to say we've gone several years of everyone promising progress, or at least praising Metrolink as progressing even further in the safety measures, but we're not seeing evidence of it. Democrat Lisa Clancy said that she couldn't see how the consultant was using data to measure success or how council members could track progress. How do you track those things? Well, I don't know. How about you look at some of the experiences? If there were some sort of drop box where you can leave your, oh, here's my experience, you know, anonymous little drop box, and people can talk about what they saw. You know, when you go to a fast food restaurant, on the bottom of that receipt, they always have a little number you call. Fill out this survey, you get a free fry or a free burger or whatever it is. You know, people do that. They understand they need feedback. Do you think they're listening to the feedback of the people that are riding Metrolink? You think they're actually listening? Because if they were listening to the problems and the grievances and the issues that the people that actually use Metrolink are having, do you think they'd still be that optimistic? Do you think they'd still say things are getting safer? Do you think they would say, we don't need more security, we just need smiles? You think? I'm a little skeptical on that. I don't think so. All right. We're going to think a little more positive in the next hour. In fact, if you missed Rush Limbaugh today, he had a great, great, great moment where he talked about KMOX. This is actually pretty cool. I can't wait to play that for you. And how about we start the hour off with Jack Buck in his rendition, in his moving speech of a poem he wrote after September 11th, performed live in front of that crowd in Busch Stadium. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.